Now, listen to this. Well, this is going to be one off-heard sound this weekend. But this... that's the sound of Easter. Apparently, we eat an average of just over 3.5 kilos of chocolate every year. Much of it, you would imagine, over the course of the coming weekend. And your 3.5 kilos would also cost you an awful lot more now than a few years ago. For about 25 years, cocoa traded at $4,000 a ton. Then it hit $12,000 a ton last year before slipping back this year to about $8,000. How has this price yo-yoing affected the growing army of artisanal chocolate producers around the country? Bean and Goose is a bean-to-bar chocolate company in County Wexford, and sisters and founders Natalie and Karen Keane join me this morning. Good morning to both of you. Thank you very much for coming in. Thank you for bringing your... product.
No problem.
Hello.
11 years in business. Congratulations.
Thank you.
In that time, though, as I was saying, you've gone from a relatively sustainable, steady commodity price to something with eye-watering inflation, Natalie.
Yep. It's been a huge, huge increase in the price of cacao. So it is having an impact on every chocolate business. For sure.
And the consequence for some has been to reduce the amount of cocoa in their product.
Correct.
Presumably for people like you who are offering something at the higher end of the value chain, you're not so worried about that. You're just concentrating on the product.
Exactly. So we have always paid high prices for our cacao, and we have always communicated why to the customer. So being a Goose customer has always paid more for a bar of chocolate, and they are showing signs of coming along the journey with us. So we have had to do a price increase ourselves. But we haven't seen a drop in sales. I think the customer understands why they pay more for our bar of chocolate.
Can we, Karen, satisfy ourselves that the people producing the cocoa beans in South America are getting to share in this price inflation?
Yeah, absolutely. And we had the privilege in January to go out to Colombia to meet the growers out there with our partners, Original Beans. And it was just so lovely and so uplifting to see the impact it has on their lives, to be paid correctly, to have the forest looked after, and just their future looked after as well. So it was really lovely.
How much are they getting a kilo?
Our growers are probably getting about €12 a kilo for their beans, which is great to see.
Okay, now there are parts of the world where there are growers who are getting €2 or €3 euro a kilo.
There is. Yeah.
So what difference does that make in their lives, that price difference?
It means they can plan for their future. Yeah. It means that they know what's going to be happening 5 years' time, 10 years' time. And you can see, planning for their children's future, schooling. It's just such a great thing to see.
It's mad, though, isn't it, Natalie, that difference between €12 and $12,000 a ton.
Yes.
Who is it that's getting all of that? How much of it are you getting?
How much are we getting? not a lot. Who is getting that? That's a really interesting question. Well, like Karen said, our farmers are getting a really great income. So that's fantastic. And like Karen said, they're planning for their future. I can't answer the question for the other bigger chocolate brands.
There are many of those brands. Well, sorry, there are plenty of brands that are doing the fair trade and the ethically produced things well. But there are many that have reduced the size of the bars and reduced the amount of cocoa in it. At what point does chocolate stop becoming, or stop being chocolate? What's the level of cocoa that has to be in it?
Yeah, so the EU are very strict on this, actually. So they've got really clear guidelines. And for dark chocolate, it must have at least 35% cacao in it to be declared a dark chocolate product. Milk chocolate is 25% cacao in it. And you're right, a lot of companies are now below that level. So it's no longer chocolate, it's something else. Okay.
At the other end of the spectrum, though, we've seen that there are now, with things like Dubai chocolate, these really kind of over-engineered products. Is that the trend now, is to offer I don't know, is sophisticated the right word, product?
It's indulgent, I think is probably the word. But it does seem to be a trend. But a lot of these trends, and we have tried it, and some of them are, they're great, they're delicious. But then as a brand like ours, you've got to then weigh up, is that trend, does that trend fit what you do? Does it fit your values, your purpose, your mission? And for us, it doesn't. However, there are beautiful versions of that trend out there for sure.
Why doesn't it fit your mission?
Right from the beginning, when we've looked at the flavours and things that we do, when we bring the chocolate to Ireland, we like to celebrate Ireland after that. So whether it be our flavours, the producers that we work with, the artwork and things like that. So every bar we create, there's thought behind it. There's a reason why we've created that bar.
There is. There's a lovely story, even in the shape of the chocolate. Yeah. That bar that I did that with earlier on has is that a topographical map on it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's where we started, Bean and Goose Chocolate, this Last Tree Farm, just outside.
So that is the contours of the hill of the farm in Gore in Ferns.
Yes.
Woven into the chocolate.
Yeah, and all of our bars are like that. They've all got, all our bar molds are unique. They celebrate the landscape and nature.
Okay. And the packaging as well. I mean, you are to be commended on having just about zero plastic in that and only cardboard. That presumably, that'll be something that takes work, because the line of least resistance must be plastic.
It, for sure, yeah. It's very easy to get a plastic packaging solution. We've always been plastic free. So yes, it takes longer, it costs more, it's harder. But that's what our customer would want from their chocolate brand. So it's always worth doing. There's no other way around that for us.
Tell me about the origin story, and don't skip on the part where the two of you spent a year in the kitchen cooking batch after batch after batch, making sure that what you had was the best chocolate possible before going
to
market.
Absolutely, yeah. So the story began, we've been in business 11 years this year, so the story actually begins 12 years ago. And the idea, we wanted to work together. So we wanted to do something together, and we knew it had to be in food, but that was all we knew at that point. So we were thinking, what could it be? What were we going to bring to life? And then I was doing some work within a sourcing Irish chocolate for another chocolate company. They weren't making it, but they were sourcing it. So I was doing a bit of a deep dive into what was around the Irish chocolate market. And like I said, there are some beautiful brands out there. However, there was no brand at that time that was doing what had been done in the craft beer market, the coffee market, which was creating a product for the new consumer. Okay. So somebody who wanted to give something Irish and be really proud to give something Irish in its flavour, its form, and the sustainability behind it. So that was the starting idea.
And how many batches were there before you were absolutely satisfied, Karen, that you had the right product?
So many.
What did you do to your livers in the meantime?
When we first started, we've got machinery to help us now, but when we first started, we made the traditional way, hand tempering on marble slabs. So myself and Natalie had a marble slab each in my kitchen, and we stood side by side making many, many batches of chocolate until we were happy with what we were creating, that we were good enough to call ourselves chocolatiers.
Absolutely.
And then when we got to that point, that's when we went to the farmers markets in Dublin to try and see what the customer thought of what we were doing.
We spent years doing that. We spent 3 years in the farmers markets around Dublin, talking to the customer and really trying to understand what they wanted from this brand. So it was very much built with the customer in mind.
Very good. All right. Natalie and Karen Keane, Bean and Goose, thank you both very
much
for joining us this morning. And just one more go before I have a little taste during the ad break.
Email countrywide@rte.ie.